to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. This is Pastor Thomas Overmiller, episode 103. Here's the question for you today. Are you a spectator in your own church? What I mean to ask is whether you watch what's going on or whether you participate. Perhaps you're like many believers adopting the mistaken idea that church is a place to go on Sunday when it's convenient. And when you go, you sit down to observe what's going on. While there, you might engage in some talk, small talk, with a handful of other people who view church the same way. And if you're really doing well, you might mumble your way through a few hymns that are sung in the worship service. You might even put a few dollars in the offering plate. But is that what God intends church to be? According to the Christian Post a few years ago, they write, "There is a secret inside many churches. According to researchers Scott Thuma and Warren Bird, most churches, mega-sized, small, black and white, are actually run by 20% of the congregation. The other 80%, they say, tend to act like spectators. They are minimally involved and attend infrequently, or not at all." Now, this unfortunate observation betrays God's purpose of the church. Church is a group of people transformed by the gospel who gather together on a regular basis to serve, not to observe. This stated purpose not only reflects the perspective of our Lord Jesus Christ in Mark 10:45, there it says, "Even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." But this truth also echoes the very words of Paul as he describes the mission of every church member. Ephesians 4:12 mentions that saints are to accomplish the work of the ministry, the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ together. Yes, the New Testament knows nothing of a spectator church. Instead, it paints a beautiful portrait of a church that serves God in holiness. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." And he's not just talking about pastors, he's talking about believers. You are a royal priesthood. You are a part of a royal priesthood if you know Christ as Savior. But not only are we to, as a church, serve God in holiness, we're to serve one another in love. Galatians 5:13 says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Does that describe how you participate with your church? How can you know whether or not you are a spectator or a servant in your church? Perhaps the following diagnostic questions will help you discern if you are a spectator more than one who serves. Questions that you can ask yourself include, Do I refuse to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Do I put off getting baptized? Do I gather with my church on a regular basis or just when it's convenient? Do I arrive late or early? Do I sit as far back in the auditorium as possible? Do I avoid talking to people? Do I avoid serious conversations? Do I sing half-heartedly or not at all? Do I refuse to pray or give a testimony? Do I criticize the sermon, the things that people say to me, and the way that people behave? Do I complain that nobody reaches out to me? Do I bristle at requests for ministry volunteers? There are probably other questions you could ask yourself, but if you realize that you are somehow a spectator in your church, and you want to take steps towards getting involved as an active participant, ministering to the Lord and meeting the needs of others, then speak to your pastor about your desire. He would be glad to guide you in that direction. That's the role of a pastor anyway, to equip believers to do the work of ministry. God gives some men to the church to be pastors, but he gives every member to the church to supply necessary help to one another. And he gives every member gifts, spiritual gifts, that enable them to do so. How silly would it be if half the players on your favorite soccer team chose to sit in the bleachers and watch the matches in which they were supposed to play? That's crazy, right? But how much more ludicrous is it that men and ladies who are saved to serve, redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, view church as nothing more than an occasional spectator event? That's even more outlandish. The church has two legitimate crowds of spectators, but membership is not one of them. The first crowd is the unregenerate world who is observing your Christian life and the conduct of your church. What they see may affect whether or not they will also follow Jesus Christ. The second crowd is all those who have believed God in the past but have died. Somehow in the spiritual world, they are surrounding you, observing as you run the race of life. But what do they see? Are they watching a spectator? If so, isn't that an unusual scenario? Church is a place for service, service to God and service to one another. So will you make the choice to move on from the crowd of 80% who act like spectators and into the group who faithfully participates in the voluntary work of ministry? And that is God's call for every believer, including you.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.